Welcome to Heaven's Talk.
Heaven's Talk educates you on Christianity and religious views. It helps you to understand the world around you.
It's very educational and it doesn't shy away from any topic, so whatever you're thinking, it will talk about it.
Heaven's Talk is on. Have you been listening to Heaven's Talk?
Who doesn't listen to Heaven's Talk?
Heaven's Talk.
Heaven's Talk.
You're listening to Heaven's Talk.
Hello and welcome to Heaven's Talk. I'm your host, Rachel Malotta, and today I'm out of the studio, but I'm in Sheffield with the amazing Philippa Hannah. Philippa Hannah is a very talented singer. She's got one EP called Out of the Blue. She's got three albums, Watching Me and Taste and Through the Woods. Through the Woods has just recently come out last year. She's appeared twice on BBC Songs of Praise, and she sang Father and Lighthouse on it. Today, could you just say hello to our audience, Philippa?
Hello, audience. Hope you're having a good day.
Yeah, well, today we just want to get to know you a little bit better. What's your favourite colour and why?
Oh, I don't have a favourite colour, unfortunately, because I think you have different colours for different days. But I do. I am quite drawn to purple, if I had to pick one.
Great. So why would you pick purple?
Because I think it's sort of like, it reminds me of Disney movies and like nice sparkly wallpaper that you would have when you were a kid.
That's cool. What would be the most ideal vacation for you?
Anywhere where the sun is shining, to be fair. I really like a nice sunny holiday and where I'm with some cool people, friends or family.
Awesome. What's your favourite scripture and why?
I really like Philippians 4 verse 13, which is, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, because I've really sort of leaned on that scripture many, many times when I felt like the task ahead of me is far too big, or I'm far too inexperienced, or, you know, or I'm too weak, whatever. And for some reason, yeah, God always seems to give you what you need to do what is in front of you.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that scripture myself. And finally, what person in the Bible would you associate yourself with and why?
Well, my favorite Bible story, I've got a real affinity with Joseph's story. Joseph and the amazing technical dream coat Joseph. Because he had a dream and he had a vision from God, and he felt like he had a gift and he felt like God had promised him things through visions and dreams. And even in times of real discouragement, even when people had cast him aside, even when he was in prison, even when he was at the bottom of the pile socially, he really stood on God's promises to him. And I feel like I've had a real journey with my music career and with my, I guess from being small, a real kind of a sense that I was meant to sing and meant to write songs. And I encountered lots of bullying from peers when I was at school in relation to that dream. And I even, you know, I've had times where I've done many, many auditions that have come to nothing. And just by, I guess, holding on to that inner feeling that God had given me a gift, he always comes through. And so I love Joseph because he was a dreamer who never gave up on his dream.
So just before we proceed, Philippa, could you just introduce a song for us to do with self-worth?
Okay, so you're going to hear a song called I Am Amazing. And I wrote this song a few years ago now. And it was in response to an advertising campaign that I'd seen on TV. It was for a cosmetic surgery company. And their slogan was Make Yourself Amazing. And when I saw this, I think it kind of touched a nerve and it really unearthed some insecurity from my teenage years, being someone who was kind of aspiring to a music career, going to lots of auditions, you know, applying to record companies to try and get a deal. And it was always, it just seemed such an image-focused industry. And I had lots of comments from people about my image and that I wasn't interesting enough, or that, you know, I needed to lose weight, or I needed to do this and that. And I just found the whole thing was really, really hard on my self-esteem, especially looking around at the other girls and comparing myself to them. And it started to weigh heavily on me that perhaps I needed to change my appearance. And so as a young woman, I did a lot to change my appearance and spent money on clothes that I couldn't afford, and even considered plastic surgery. So when I saw this advertising campaign, I thought, I'm not having this. This is this for me is counter scriptural. God has already made us in his image. We are amazing. We're unique. We're his masterpiece. And so I thought I would write a song that was a declaration of that. So this is I Am Amazing.
One, two, three. I don't want to waste any more face never change. I don't feel beautiful today. Oh, and I don't wanna waste any more heart and cash on these miracles that never change the way I feel. Don't make me beautiful today. Oh, how long can I hide away beneath this disguise? And what drastic measures do I have to take to realize that I am amazing in spite of what I can see? When I look at myself, wishing I could be anyone other than me. 'Cause I was created with everything I could ever need, so I'm not gonna change. I'm gonna stay just the way God made me. I'm not gonna take any more of these lies they've been feeding me. Not gonna listen to the voices of my enemies today. Oh, when my truly beautiful inside. How long can I hide away beneath this disguise? And what drastic measures do I have to take?
Listening to Heaven's Talk.
Our main topic today is self-worth. I've seen that in our society we have a lot of insecurities, a lot of adverts telling us that we're not good enough, and I think in the church we just need to address it, because people who go to church, you know, they make sure they've got the right dress. They make sure that they've got the right shoes and they'll be looking the best for church. Yeah, look good for God, but don't feel pressured to look something that you're not. Something like, you know, you feel like church is about image nowadays. I've seen that quite a lot in the church. But, you know, be comfortable in yourself and make sure that you love yourself. And as you're going to church or as you're going about your day, be an ambassador of Christ and say, you know what, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, I'm going to look good, but I'm not going to pressure myself to look a certain image because they say it's right, you know. So before we tackle really deeply into that, we just want to get to know a bit more of your singing career. Philippa, you're an amazing songwriter. And you've written a lot about self-worth, a lot of, you know, tackling insecurities. Where do you get your inspiration from?
I've always used songwriting as a way of working out my own issues, really. So particularly when I became a Christian, because I think at that point I began to be really honest with myself about what was troubling me. And the process of becoming a Christian was a year to 2 years of meltdown, really. You know, I was getting a lot better, but I had a lot of things to talk to God about, and He is the wonderful counselor. And so during that process of me sort of saying, Jesus, I do look in the mirror every day and look at the things I want to change. And Jesus, I do feel like maybe I'm not good enough to be a pop star. Maybe I'm not good enough for the music industry. Jesus, I'm really worried that you know, I need to change my appearance, etc. And in that process, his wonderful wisdom kept bouncing back at me. And I read scriptures like, you know, you're fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139. And I read about being God's masterpiece and that He had plans for me. And I think that is so key. He's got a plan for our lives, and He didn't accidentally give you the wrong face or the wrong body type or the wrong weight. You know, I do think we've got a responsibility to look after our bodies because they're a gift, but God planned and designed us. So I think all of the songwriting is really, it's come from that. It's just come from me having conversations with Jesus.
That's awesome. So what's your best advice for those upcoming songwriters, those who want to do something with their calling as well, if they feel like they've got a calling to be a musician or a singer?
I think it's so important to be authentic and to do what you are called to do. So, I mean, plenty of people have tried to persuade me to make just a straight up worship album that's, you know, just literally what you would hear in any mega church across the country. And I've tried writing those songs, and a couple of songs have come out naturally, but I always find myself in another place from a songwriting point of view. And I think actually God blesses things that are authentic usually. And I think that it's more important to be authentic than to be popular. So I think you've got to try and stick to what has been planted within you, rather than just think, well, oh, maybe this is not perhaps the most business savvy idea, or, you know. I think it's so important to just be yourself and see where that leads, because it might be somewhere completely new.
In your songs, there's a rich sense of high self-worth and high self-esteem. How would you define self-worth and self-esteem?
I think, honestly, it's actually more helpful to have a healthy confidence in God, because I do find that the more I look at Him, the less I even look at myself. And that's quite hard as a woman. It's quite hard in the 21st century. And, you know, I do care about my appearance, and I do still like to buy new clothes and makeup and stuff. But I think, actually, the more we look at ourselves, the more problems we'll find. And so I do try, and I mean, anything that sort of steers my mind towards actually more my gifting in God helps with my self-esteem. So whenever I'm in the studio and I'm writing, or I'm creating, recently I've been stitching rag dolls, you know, as part of, you know, a self-esteem campaign to kind of let people know that they're beautifully, wonderfully, uniquely made. That when I'm doing those things, this sense of self-belief and peace just kind of floods your spirit without, and but if you are sort of rather looking at other people all the time, or looking at your own reflection in the mirror, I think that's where you'll start to find issues you want to fix.
Why is self-worth highlighted so much in your music? Why is it so important? Why can't we just overlook it? Why is it so important?
I think it's really important because and I think I'm really glad you asked me this, because it's not just a fluffy, we're all princesses thing. God has plans for us, and those plans are important, and He has purposes for us which are totally unique, which we're custom made for. So if we spend all of our time trying to be someone else, we're essentially kind of changing what God has perfectly put together. And that's why I think it's so important. I think God has a message He needs the world to hear. And if you spend your time trying to be someone else, then that's not going to happen as effectively. So I think, you know, the world, the media is trying to immobilize us with fear and self-doubt. And we have to come against that in order to be effective with the gospel, I think.
So would you say that it's a strategy that the devil uses to sidetrack us and not to not look at the way we're made and the way God wants us to be? Or is it something that is a weapon that we ought to be aware of and fight against?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it is a weapon of the enemy, and it's a nasty spirit of comparison and trying to aspire to being, you know, physically perfect. It's a nasty spirit, and I think we do have to be aware of it, as you've mentioned before, in the church as well, of our church looking perfect, of our church being trendy and everyone having the right haircut on stage and all of that. It troubles me, really, because that's not the gospel and that's not Jesus. Like, if we read about Jesus, he was very mobile. He went to people outside of the church walls. No one that he came into contact with was ever considered too unattractive to be a sharer of the gospel. He focused very much on using broken, ordinary people to do his work. And I just think that we need to be very careful about appearances, even to the level of how we present our church meetings and things like that.
That's awesome. You actually answered my question. I was going to ask, how are people's lives affected by their lack of self-esteem? For example, how can it affect fulfilling their God-given purpose? And you've already answered that. Have you got anything to add?
I think, well, on the first line of I'm Amazing, it was, I don't want to waste any more time in the mirror. And I think that's a real key thing. You know, time is the one thing you cannot make any more of. You know, you can make more money, you can make more friends, you can make more this and that, but you can even change your face shape or your whatever, your hair colour, but you can't ever get more time. And that's the key thing. And I feel like the years that I've spent in self-doubt, thankfully God has really fast-tracked me into my career and into my current life, but I certainly don't want to waste any more time going, I'm not good enough, you know, somebody else. It doesn't apply to just image as well. It applies to talent. A lot of times people will say, I'm not talented enough, I'm not a good enough singer, I'm not a good enough musician, and they'll look at someone on stage who was exceptional and think, you know, what good am I? And God hasn't called us to be the best musician. He's not called us to be the most talented person. He's just called us to use our talent, whatever that is. So I think it's so important not to waste time comparing yourself to everyone else.
So could you introduce to us your song, Happy in My Skin?
Happy in My Skin. I actually wrote this song in Hong Kong, and I was on a girl band project. I was helping mentor some girls, and they were from all different parts of Asia, and they were very, very different. You know, some were from Korea, some were from India, some were from China, mainland, and Philippines, and Japan, and they're very, very different culturally, and they look very different as well. And I could see that they were having some kind of serious comparison issues and some insecurities, and it just, I mean, I even found the experience of being in Hong Kong so interesting, because I couldn't find a tinted moisturizer. So, you know, I in winter my skin goes so pale, I like a tinted moisturizer, give me a bit of color. Couldn't find one anywhere, and in fact every single moisturizer had a bleaching agent in it. Everything from sort of oil of Ulay, all of the same products we have here, were totally geared towards a different result. And it just made me think, wow, even our sense of beauty is so relative, based on our culture. And that's where the idea for Happy in My Skin came from, because, you know, I was born with this skin. It's not perfect. I've got freckles. I've got, you know, moles, some scarring. Sometimes, you know, I might even have a couple of wrinkles popping up. And it is what it is. And I just want to, I want the world to see my true colours, the colours of my spirit and my character, and not to be focused on the outward. So that's why we wrote the song. And all these girls from different parts of Asia really connected with that.
You're listening to Heaven's Talk.
Two, one, two, three.
I'm sick and tired of the way it makes me feel. Trying to find a way to stand up from the crowd. I see myself in the mirror. I just want to deliver. Yay. But everybody's got certain expectations. I'm under pressure to be something I can be, but I believe it.
To Heaven's Talk.
We love that you listen to Heaven's Talk. Keep in touch with us on social media. On Twitter and Instagram, it's @Heaven's Talk, and on Facebook, just search facebook.com/Heaven's Talk.
So, too much self-esteem can cause arrogance and usually causes some problems within relationships. And usually, arrogant people don't know they are arrogant. What's your best advice for such people?
Oh, that's a tough one. Wow. Arrogance, I think, well, ultimately could be a symptom of low self-esteem in one way or another. I think we all have ways of dealing with the world and dealing with ourself. And sometimes people front, don't they? They add extra layers of confidence to hide their inner insecurities. And I think, you know, it's kind of hard to deal with those characters, but I think it does help to give them a bit of what they need, which is a bit of a confidence boost. So when dealing with people who are very, you know, they need compliments or they need to be the center of attention, give them a bit of that, because I think that does help to kind of soften their edges. But I mean, I do feel that God has a way of dealing with these things in us as well. And any time we do feel a bit too big for our boots, he soon reminds us that he is God and we are but man. And so I think that would be the only thing that comes to mind, to be fair, about dealing with arrogance.
Great. You've got a song called Shocks. It addresses the issue of self-harm. Could you give us a bit more about that topic and why you decided to write it and what kind of effect you'd like it to have on people?
Yeah, so self-harm is definitely not a new thing. It goes back, you know, decades, maybe even centuries. And it's obviously an instinct to do something destructive to yourself because of emotions. And I definitely encountered those emotions when I was a teenager. If I used to fight with my parents or if kids at school were being particularly difficult, I would just feel this sense of self-hatred and loathing and kind of like I wanted to do something about it. And it was also kind of an extra, when crying wasn't enough, when crying and screaming and expressing myself that way wasn't enough, it was something, you know, extra you could do. And I never struggled massively with cutting, as it's called, and it's not a very nice subject to talk about. That wasn't my issue. There were other self-harm issues, particularly the way I would, you know, think of myself and the way I would speak about myself was very destructive. And also, you know, I would always put myself in the wrong relationships. And that was a form of self-harm, I believe. But It was there was a lot of kids in my school who did that, and they really struggled with it. And it actually came up in my own family just a couple of years back, with a young person in my family. And that for me was devastating, because you sort of think, oh, I spend my whole life talking to girls about these things, and yet I can't even fix my own family, if you will. And it really upset me. And so I began to pray about it, and I suddenly just had this picture of Jesus on the cross and the marks on his body. And, you know, hearing the scripture, you know, by my stripes you are healed, by the marks on my body you are healed. And felt there might be some connection spiritually, which made me suddenly realize it's so important for us to get a handle on the fact that Jesus died and gave his life, and God gave his only begotten son, so we would never have to feel worthless, disgusting, you know, ugly and rubbish. And so we would never have to feel that separation and shame that leads to self-harm. And I just thought that was kind of it was a bit of a revelation for me. So I wanted to put it into a song, a gentle song that doesn't feel dark. It feels quite light. It's called Sharks, because I use the metaphor of swimming with sharks for going into any situation which might cause you harm on purpose. You know, obviously, if you go swimming with sharks, you know you're gonna get hurt likely. And I think that's what I wanted to bring across.
Listening to Heaven's Talk.
We love that you listen to Heaven's Talk. Keep in touch with us on social media. On Twitter and Instagram, it's at Heaven's Talk. And on Facebook, just search facebook.com/heavenstalk. So, Philippa, what can we look forward to this year?
It's going to be a busy year. Lots of things that I don't even know about yet, I'm sure. But we start the year out in Nashville. Got a 2-week trip to do some writing and meeting with some labels and stuff. So I'm really excited about that. That will hopefully lead towards a new album as well, which will come out in the summer with any luck and God willing. And straight after the trip to Nashville, we kind of hit the ground running with a 31-day tour with Britain's Got Talent winners from 2014, a band called Calabro. And they're fantastic. They're a 5-piece boy band, really, that do kind of show tunes and classical music. So that will be fantastic. And anyone out there who feels like praying, we love your prayer support in that because it's very busy, but also it's such a great opportunity to reach people because it's completely not a church audience. So yeah, lots of prayers, please.
Great. So how can we get in contact with you? Are you on social media?
I am indeed. I love Facebook and use it all the time, and I have a Facebook page. So if you just look up Philippa Hannah on Facebook, you should be able to find me. Also, I've got a website which is relaunching shortly, philippahannah.com, and you can find all my sort of show dates, gig dates on there as well, which is good. And you can also find me on Twitter.
Where can we find your music as well? Are you on Spotify, iTunes?
Yep, you can purchase music on iTunes. You can also purchase my music through my website as well. And actually, that means that we get a bit more of it, of the money. So that's better for us to keep doing what we do. But you can also, yeah, check me out on YouTube. And I believe that most of the music is on Spotify as well.
So we'll be back next week for more on the topic of self-worth with Philippa Hannah. Even if you don't struggle with self-worth, I think it's great to counsel those who are suffering and people who are struggling with it at the moment. So see you next week on Heaven's Talk.
You've been listening to Heaven's Talk. Be sure to tune in again next week.